This is a presentation from Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Hey, you Pooch.
Hi, GD.
Why the long face? Not that it's possible to have a long face considering you're a bot, but you sure have this black cloud all around you. We're all alive and well. It's SantaCon Day. You should be happy. As disgusting as that sounds. What gives?
It may be SantaCon Day, and yeah, we may have survived jumping out the airlocks to escape fiery death when the Titan 1 went down all those months back, but that doesn't mean I'm very happy. In fact, this year, the very thought of SantaCon Day just depresses me.
That's all it usually takes to depress me. But I thought you generally enjoyed the holiday season. Not feeling so festive this year?
To be honest with you, GD, it's kind of hard. It's really just not the same without Briscoe.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You do?
Sure. Hey, look, I'm not heartless. Even I have to admit having Briscoe around with his wide-eyed wonder kind of made this time of year tolerable.
Gee, I never thought I'd hear you say that, GD. In fact, I never thought I'd hear you say anything like that.
Despite how I carry myself, I do have a heart, Pooch. But if you ever tell anyone else I said that, I'll flatly deny it.
Hey, understood. Thanks, GD. I appreciate what you're trying to do, but I can't say it helps much. I still just feel awful. I don't know. Maybe everyone would have been better off if I'd never signed on to the Titan 1 in the first place. Heck, maybe everyone would have been better off if I hadn't even been activated in the first place.
You can't mean that, Butch.
You know what, GD? I really do. Now, if you'll excuse me, I think I'm going to take a long walk and try to clear my head. I really need that right now.
Sure. I understand. Take it easy, Gavin. Barman, I need a nice tall drink. And if I hear so much as one meow, I'll sue this establishment for everything it's worth.
Are listening to the Robots of the Company Holiday Special, The SantaCon Day Miracle, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell.
Oh, look, Peter, it's the Captain! Oh, hello, Captain McNuttage! Happy SantaCon Day! Oh, isn't the forest decorated up nicely? Oh, I really think that the girls did a wonderful job making the place look all festive, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Sure, Trevor. Yeah. It looks great.
Oh, I think it looks more than great. It looks fabulabalistic.
You just made that up, didn't you, Trev?
You know, I did. I really, really did. Isn't it just wonderful?
No.
Oh, I knew you'd agree. Come on, Payload. P2. Let's go and get ready for the SantaCon pageant. It's going to be just amazing.
Yeah, you guys just run along and get ready. I'll see you later.
Righty-ho, Captain. Come along,
P2. Happy SantaCon Day.
Whatever. Boy, they all mean well, but somehow no one's been able to get through to me. Maybe I'm just a lost cause. Boy, it sure is a long way down. I wonder how deep this chasm is. I wonder if anyone would really miss me if I just threw myself off this cliff and into this open chasm.
Then why not just do us all a favor and go for it? After all, it's a leap year.
Hey, who said that? Dave, if that's you messing around... No, but can't be Dave. He can't move. He's rooted to the ground. So who could have said that? I know that voice sounded familiar.
Why not branch out this year? Make the SantaCon season bright and cheerful and colorful by plummeting to your untimely destruction!
Wait a minute. I know that voice all right. It's you, isn't it?
That's right. It's me. It's Talky Tree. Let me treat you to an undignified end.
No. You stay away from me. No, no.
You know, I like the SantaCon season, but really, my favorite season is fall. Get it? Fall! One down!
Why can't I play SantaCon this year? I'm Jolly.
You? Jolly? Oh, give me a break.
Oh, shut up, fathead.
Make me, Frenchie.
Oh, I will, you big dustbin. You just wait and see.
I'm a sink, not a dustbin. And you know that.
Guys, guys! Stop bickering.
But that's all we ever do.
Yeah, it's not our fault. It's in the programming, mon chéri.
But we haven't got time for this. We need to rehearse this play. We're on in half an hour.
But this is not fair. I always play the same part.
No, but Sphinx, you're so good at it.
Anyone can play a stump. I don't want to just sit there on stage. I want to show off my true acting talent. I want to be a star.
No, you mean you want to hog the limelight.
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my electronic gods!
Looks like this argument will have to wait. Something seems to be the matter. What is it, Trev?
Oh my god! I don't know if I can speak!
P2, what's he going on about?
Well...
It's the captain!
That's what I was about to say.
And what about him?
You better tell him, P2, I'm right out of words.
Well, it's like this.
The captain has fallen, he can't get up!
What he said.
Calm down, you two.
You explain, P2.
Well, it's...
The captain, bless him, fell off a cliff. I think he was pushed. Ow! Oh, I'm sorry. It still gives me the chills just to think about it.
Okay, guys, please. I need a straight recollection of what happened. Straight and calm.
Well...
Trevor, please. Won't you let P2 answer?
Oh, right you are. I'll just shush now.
Thank you. P2?
Well, it's as Trev was saying. We had just spoken with the captain on our way here to rehearse. That's when I turned around, thinking how depressed the captain had seemed. And then I saw it all.
Saw what?
Yeah, get on with it. Don't keep us all in suspense.
Yes. I especially want to hear all about the bit where Potch fell to his doom.
All right, that's enough out of you two. Let's just go see if Potch is all right. P2, Trevor, can you take us to where you saw the captain fall?
You betcha.
Oh, no problem. Just follow us.
No one's going anywhere.
Who the?
Take one more step and the tree gets it.
Please, someone stop him. He's a madman. A tree.
Ow! That really hurt! Where am I? Hello? Is anyone there? This sure is a strange place. Kinda looks like a laboratory of some kind. Boy, that looks kind of strange. Looks kind of like a giant eye just watching my every move. Nah, it must be my imagination. Hey, are those bot parts? It's like someone's been building or repairing a bot. Hey, I recognize some of this equipment. It's from the Titan One. Someone must have salvaged this stuff from the wreckage. Weird. Hello? Is anyone there? Hello? Anyone at all?
Hey, that doesn't look right.
Hello?
Oh, hi. You're awake. Welcome back.
Hi. Oh, who are you?
Oh, allow me to introduce myself. I'm known as Button. And you are?
Putch. Captain Putch McNuttich. Where am I exactly?
In the lab.
Yeah, I see that, but whose lab?
Oh, not mine.
Okay, then who does it belong to?
Dr. Opticus.
forgive me, but, who is Dr. Opticus?
Well, he's behind you, silly.
He is? that's an eye. Just a huge eye in a big round aquarium with legs.
Yep, that's Dr. Opticus. He saved your life and mine.
He what?
He's a genius.
Okay, but where did you guys come from?
From? We're not from anywhere. We're just here.
Well, I can see you're here now, but that doesn't explain how you got here.
No, it sure doesn't. You're right about that. Oh, well, I have a seat in these test tubes, if you'll excuse me.
Oh, boy. What on Bob is going on here?
Ooh, an intelligent question.
I don't wish to appear rude or stupid, well, rude. But who said that?
I did.
Well, that didn't take long. You enjoying your stay with us?
I'm not sure enjoying is the right word here. There's a strange things just going on here. I know I just heard a voice, but I don't know where it came from. It seemed like it came from everywhere, all around me. Is this place haunted?
Oh, no, you probably were just addressed by Dr. Arceus, which is, in itself, an honor. He rarely addresses anyone right away, and you must be someone special.
Right. Sure. Well, whatever you say. I believe that about as much as the idea that an eye in a glass aquarium can speak.
No, really, he can speak. He just speaks on a higher waveform.
He what?
It's a bit complicated to explain, but I'll try if you like.
No, that's okay. Don't bother. I was never good at that technical stuff. So, this Dr. Octagus, he can hear us?
Oh, of course he can. Listen up. Ahem. Hello, Dr. Octagus. How are you today?
Oh, hello, Button. I am very well, thank you. How are you?
Never better, Dr. Octagus. Our visitor seems to be a bit confused and bewildered. I think he's having a hard time with reality.
Oh, is that a fact? You know, I often have issues with that subject myself. Not to worry, young bot. You will be feeling better soon.
Thank you, Dr. Octagus.
Oh, no. It's all right. You'll get used to us in time. You'll be perfect for our needs. You will fit in with the rest of our small workforce.
Right. Well, I'm sure, what?
Look, can we talk about this?
Talk? Yeah, sure. We can talk. I'm a talking tree. But you know, I don't feel like talking anymore. I feel more like listening to you scream. I just want revenge.
Look, pal, you're on the wrong path. It's not for a tree. Revenge, it's a human trait. We're supposed to love one another and be one with the universe.
Save it, tree hugger.
Look, That would be virtually impossible. Firstly, I am a tree, and unless I want to hug myself, well, not a lot of hugging going on. So, your description doesn't fit, friend.
I'm not playing games. Do any of you seriously think I'm playing games?
Of course we don't think this is a game. Look, clearly you're hurting. You feel abandoned, cheated, like life has passed you by. Obsolete. Useless.
How did you know? It's true. I'm a broken tree.
There, there. It's gonna be all right now.
Yes, you're amongst friends now.
He is?
Give me a break.
Yes. Guys, think about it. We can all be friends, not enemies.
Oh, yes. We can be friends, all right.
Exactly. That is true.
It is? Are you sure that's right?
Shh! Zimtron!
No! No, Zimtron!
Wait a minute. You were just tricking me. Toying with my emotions. You're just like all the others. Right! That's it. No more Mr. Nice Tree. He may be my brother, but this tree is mulch.
Oh, no. I'm done for.
Now just calm down. There's no need to do anything drastic.
There's not?
Of course not.
Listen to her. She's a smart bot. Hey, look. Do you really want sap on your hands on SantaCon Day of all days?
Well, it's not like SantaCon has ever been that great to me. Every year, they take me out of the stupid box, plug me in, toss brightly colored packages under me until I'm ready to fall over. More or less ignoring me the whole time, while they gorge themselves on junk food and fruity drinks. And then, when it's all said and done, they stick me back in the box and hide me away for another year. It's tedium after tedium. It's torture. And then what do? They get tired of the masterful puns I've simply been programmed to spout. And they have the audacity to replace me with a newer, shinier tree that essentially does nothing. It doesn't even spout one pun. Not one! I mean, what could be funnier, or even more entertaining, than a well-conceived, perfectly executed pun?
But everybody hates puns.
They do? Damn. See what I mean? No appreciation at all for the fine arts. Well, that's it. You're all gonna die because I'm gonna kill ya.
Oh, yeah? And how do you plan to achieve this marvelous feat, huh?
What do you mean? And where did you come from?
Oh, me? Well, I was just sitting back there near the wishing well, listening to this whole pathetic exchange, and I can't believe you've all missed the bleeding obvious.
We have?
No way.
Oh, give me a break.
I knew we were missing something.
Tell us, GD.
Soon would be good.
No, oh, I can't believe you bots.
I'm not a bot.
You always miss the most obvious solutions.
Well, why don't you explain it to us, GD, if you're so good?
I will.
You've got nothing on me, you know.
Oh, yeah? Well, why don't you tell us how you're going to kill everybody? Nothing to say, huh? And do you guys know why this tree has nothing to say?
Oh, I wish you'd just tell us, GD, instead of always trying to make yourself sound enigmatic and super intelligent.
Yeah, just tell us, mon ami.
Well, I plan to. The tree isn't going to do anything because he can't.
Oh, yes I can.
Oh, no you can't.
I can, so you know.
Can't.
Can.
Can't.
I can.
Then prove it. What are you gonna do? Huh? What?
I'm gonna tear your thing. I'm gonna rip off your piss. And I'm gonna wear the... I'm gonna...
What? You can't do anything because you don't have any weapons to do anything with.
Is that true?
Well, okay. You got me there.
Merde.
He sure had me fooled.
Oh, me as well. I simply don't believe it. Typical. I got all worked up over nothing.
Phew, what a relief.
I have to hand it to you, GD. Even I missed that one.
And don't you feel like a real Nimrod for it, huh, Squeak?
GD!
Oh, okay, okay. I'll be nice to you.
I may not have any weapons, that's true. But I have managed to procure one small slice of revenge as a Santacon gift to myself.
What are you talking about now?
Your captain.
I killed him! I pushed him over a clifftop into an open chasm. He's history.
I hate to burst your bubble, Tree, but I'm just fine and dandy. In fact, that fall did me good. I hit my head, and now I remember what our mission is.
Nuts.
Captain!
Welcome back, Pooch, you old dog, you.
Oh, damn.
It's good to see you alive and well, Skipper.
Oh, it is! It really is! What a wonderful Santacon Day miracle!
Welcome back, Pooch.
Yeah, welcome back, Captain. Happy to see you in one piece.
You are?
Yeah, sure I am.
We all are, Pooch.
Well, most of us.
Zimtron.
I know, I know. Shut up, Zimtron. Maybe you guys should just tattoo that across my front panel. That way you could stop saying it because I'd never be able to forget it.
So who's your little friend, Captain?
Oh, I almost forgot. Everyone, I'd like you to meet Button. Button, this is everyone.
Oh, hello there. It seems you have really nice friends, Captain Clutch. You're a lucky bond.
Thanks. I suppose I am.
You know, there's something quite familiar about your new friend, Captain. I just can't put my finger on it.
Yeah, I thought that at first myself. But it's all just a coincidence, Trev.
Oh, yes. I should have realized at once. Well, that settles that, then. Forget I mentioned it.
Already have.
So, Captain, what should we do about the tree?
Hey, leave me out of this. I've done nothing wrong.
Not you, Dave. The other tree.
Oh, right. I knew that. I knew that.
Well, gee, I don't know. Locking him away in that box didn't seem to do much good. He still managed to escape to wreak havoc. Twice.
No, wait. Please. Don't lock me away in the box again. I'll do anything you want. Please.
Look, you can't be trusted. That much we know for sure. I'm gonna have to have a think on this one. Hey, I got it. Button, come here a minute.
Yeah, Pooch?
I know how badly Dr. Octagus needs help. What do you think? Could the tree be useful?
Pooch? Rooted to the ground, remember?
I know, Dave. I didn't mean you.
Right. Just making sure.
I suppose he could come in handy.
Oh, yeah. No, I can come in handy. I can come in completely handy. Get it? Handy? Hand? Eh? Eh? Forget it.
All right. He can come back to the lab with me. We'll find some use for him.
Excellent. Then that's settled. Well, It looks like this SantaCon day hasn't turned out half bad. Thanks, Button, for everything you've done.
You betcha, Pudge. Come along, Mr. Tree.
You mean him, right?
Yep.
I'm coming. Farewell, my dear and closest freaks.
Did I mention that the little guy seemed awfully familiar?
Yes, you mentioned it, Trev.
You know, he has a point, Captain. He seemed very familiar to me as well.
Well, I know what you mean. Actually, he was responsible for saving my life. I mean, he had help from that Dr. Octagus, but still, I know it must seem pretty strange.
Yeah, what gives, Captain? Where have you been? What happened to you?
You know, GD, you wouldn't believe me if I told you. But I have to admit that I agree with you, Trev. The little guy reminded me of someone we all used to know. And I guess that's just fitting when you consider what day it is. It was Briscoe's favorite holiday, and today, we should honor his memory.
Hear, hear, Captain.
Look, Pudge. Your little friend is waving at you.
Happy SantaCon Day, Captain Pudge. And a zippity-doo to you.
Ba-ba-ba-ba. Could it be? Oh, boy.
Have been listening to the Robots of the Company Holiday Special, The SantaCon Day Miracle, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, which starred in order of appearance Ellie Hirschman as GD, Joe Thomas as Patch, David Ault as Trevor, Dave Weaver as P2, Andrew Dorfman as Talkie Tree, Jim Barber as Sphinx, Jeff Niles as Zimtron, Sally Wiggett as Squeak, Wayne Hayward as Dave the Tree, Kyle Bors as Button, and Abner Senares as Dr. Octagus. The Robots of the Company holiday theme tune was composed and performed by Daryl Looney. The incidental music was provided by Kevin MacLeod. The associate producers were Kay Wu and Vince Staden. The post-production editor was Jeff Niles. The sound designer, script editor, executive producer, and director was none other than Jonathan Patrick Russell. The series, Robots of the Company, was created by that dude, Jonathan Patrick Russell, and the copyright is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. You know the drill. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the expressed written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. We interrupt our regularly scheduled credits to bring you this update. We now come to you from DreamRealmSite.com, so join us there on the web from now on. That is all. Now back to your regularly scheduled credits. Take it away, me. And if you'd like to send us a SantaCon Day greeting, you can do so by emailing us at darkbuilding1, that's DarkBuilding1, at yahoo.com. Just clarifying there. Happy SantaCon Day to you guys! We were miraculous during the making of this audiogram. Well, maybe I'm just exaggerating, or not. Be sure to be on the lookout sometime in 2009 for the return of the Robots of the Company. Yeah, that's right. We'll be back next year with Season 5 of Robots of the Company. Or ROTC, as we like to call it. So you won't want to miss that. And as always, this is the Creditor asking you, begging you, pleading with you. Well, maybe not so much of the pleading. To stay tuned.
This has been a production of Dream Realm Enterprises. Copyright 2008, all rights reserved.